With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. 1 year into a federal initiative aimed at reducing violent crime rates, law enforcement officials in Billings say they've curbed an upward trend. The violent crime rate in Yellowstone County increased year over year over the past half decade, sometimes jumping as much as 26% in a given 12 months. But since last April, the rate of murders, robberies, and aggravated assaults grew just 1.3%. Montana Attorney General Tim Fox attributes the plateau to Project Safe Neighborhoods, a reinvigorated U.S. Department of Justice initiative that fosters cooperation between local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies in an effort to reduce crime and develop substance abuse treatment and prevention strategies.
Everyone is putting more resources into this problem in recent years. And it's because of the crescendo that has been talked about here today, the impact on lives and families and businesses in our communities as a whole.
Speaking at a press conference at the federal courthouse Wednesday, U.S. Attorney Kurt Almy said drug trafficking and use, particularly of meth, is the cause of most violent crimes in Yellowstone County. He says by using local law enforcement data, state and federal agencies have been better able to target the few people who commit the majority of violent crimes.
So if you can target these alpha criminals, then we should be able to reduce violent crime, go to the right area and target the right people and get the most violent people off the street.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says it charged 170 defendants in Yellowstone County with federal meth trafficking, armed robbery, and firearms offenses since Project Safe Neighborhoods began last year. 245 pounds of meth, or about 890,000 doses and an estimated $11 million in street value, has also been seized. Yellowstone County Attorney Scott Twito says arrests and convictions are just one avenue of the project.
But others in the community need to get together to further these efforts by reducing the demand for this horrible drug.
Yellowstone Substance Abuse Connect, a coalition of more than 50 area nonprofit, government, and service agencies that formed last May, has been using federal grant money to draft a formal community assessment of existing resources and gaps to combat meth use. Yellowstone Connect will present initial findings on Friday and expects to release a comprehensive community plan by July. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette.